I get ready to do my Bible reading as I try to do, pray before I read, and ask God to open my heart, my mind, help me understand His Word. And I was praying. I thought, Lord, give me something from heaven, amen, to tell Your people. God, let me just hear from You. I don't want to speak my thoughts. I mean, there's a lot of things I could say. You know there's things we could say to comfort one another because we have them in the Word of God. We can go through Scripture after Scripture, amen, and know the Lord is with us. But I just didn't want to grab a Scripture of comfort. I wanted something from God. Psalms chapter number 10. I was praying to the Lord, and I was getting ready to open up to the book of Kings, first chapter. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, start in Psalms chapter number 10. That was my Bible reading for that night. Amen. For last night, Psalms chapter 10, then Psalms chapter 40, Psalms chapter, amen, 90, I believe it was. But the Lord said, start in Psalms chapter number 10. And I began to read that chapter, and I thought, man, I must be confused, because I felt like God wanted to talk to me out of that chapter for the service tonight. And I began to read, and David's talking about how that the unrighteous has really vexed his soul. I mean, it seems like he's going through a time where those that are covetous, those that have great malice against him, seem to have that upper hand or prosperity, if you will. And it seems like, as David writes, the poor have got the lower end of the deal. And David has come out on the short end of the stick, if you will. I was reading and I got down and God spoke to my heart. Amen. Verse number 14, chapter number 10. I'm telling you, this is what the Lord gave me. I didn't pick it out. Amen. Just try to find it for you. But this is what God gave to me. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what God spoke to my heart. Amen. And He spoke to my heart about Psalms chapter number 68, verse number 5. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. I thought, God, what are you going to judge the widow for? Amen. And Sister Lynn and I looked that up, and what he's saying right there, if Strong is right, a father of the fatherless and an advocate of the widows. Amen. A go-between, a lawyer, a spokesman for the widow. Amen. I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart about that. I want to try to preach to you just for a little while. I read some time back, and listening to an audio book that I have, and Ravi Zacharias, and he's talking about the grand weaver. And he talks about trials and different afflictions that happen in life in that book. But in the introduction of that book, he tells about a visit that he made to India's homeland. He talks about the weddings over there and how that these women wear these things upon their head. They're called, if I'm pronouncing it right, a siri. And he said that they wrapped them around their head on their wedding day. And said these series are anywhere from 6 foot long and sometimes even longer. And he said they are one of the most beautiful things that you can behold. It's every girl from India's dream, whether poor or rich, to have this on their wedding day. He said he was privileged to go to a city, I believe it was Calcutta. And instead he went to that city, to the great temple where they make these headdresses. And said as he walked in, he saw the shuttles flying. And he saw those grand weavers, that's what they call the grand weavers, as they begin to interwine those weavings and begin to make those elaborate headdresses. He said he watched as the father and son team, amen, sat there and they begin to work on that headdress. He said as you walked by, you saw that son, amen, that sat in the Indian position with his legs crossed. And there he was at the foot of that father who was elevated on a platform. He said that young man would take that weaver shuttle, he would move it back and forth, and the yarn would be intertwined. He said all the time that father sat above him, and he began to feed different colors in. He said sometimes it takes a week. He said he has known that some of those series have even taken a month to make. All the time that young man sits there day in and day out, he doesn't know what the Father is making all together. He can't see the colors like he does. He doesn't know the pattern that he has in his mind, but he has enough trust in the Father to know that when it is finished, that it's going to be a product of great design and great beauty. Amen. I've heard over the years about the story of that weaver. Amen. I don't know. Sometimes he weaves in sorrow. Amen. And sometimes he weaves in heartache, and sometimes he weaves in joy and gladness. But when those patterns are united in the grand weaver scheme, it comes out to be something beautiful in the end. Amen. I don't understand the unfinished product. I don't know the pattern that God has in his mind. Amen. But I know that God has a plan. I said, I know that God has a plan. David starts off in this psalm in chapter number one, verse number one, and says, why standest thou afar off? Amen. Seemed like God was so far away. Amen. David saw the prosperity of the unrighteous. Amen. He saw how the wicked prosper and seem to have the upper hand. Amen. I can imagine right now as David writes unto us. Amen. I tried to put myself in his position. Amen. I felt like all of us have been there. Amen. Like the heavens are shut up. No matter how much we pray, we can't seem to feel God, or we can't seem to get that answer that we desire from heaven. Amen. God, there was once nigh to us. Amen. Seemed so far away. No matter how much I stretch towards him. Amen. No matter how much I bow my knee and cry. Amen. God seems afar off. I thought about how David thought about the troubles and cares of life at that time. How did the wicked have the upper hand? And I imagine in David's heart and life, it felt like there was sunshine in everybody else's life, but it was only raining right where he was. I mean, have you ever been there? I have in the physical. I remember being in places at times, it'd be pouring down rain right where I was. But a few... maybe 100 yards away, you could see the sun was still shining on the other side of the road. And I felt like I stood in the rain by myself. Amen. Job, that great man. I said, I looked for God and I could not find him. Amen. I looked to my left and right. I looked behind me and before me, and I seemed to not find God. Amen. Men throughout the Bible in times of trial, I have felt like God was so far away that they could not touch him. Amen. David said, I cried unto the Lord in my desperation. Amen. I was overwhelmed in heart. Amen. Disquieted. A trouble and vexed on every side. It seemed like the story of every man's life. We've all been there. We felt the heartache of disappointment. Amen. We felt the despair of loss. We've been there in time of sorrow. Not only that, David felt like he said God has forgotten. Amen. David felt like God was so far off and that God had forgotten about him. Amen. Job said, man that's born of woman is full of amen, short of days and full of trouble. Amen. Job talked about the despair that he felt in his heart. How he felt like he was vexed beyond measure. How he felt like the trial was too heavy for him to even bear. Amen. Where is God? Amen. Where is that God that is mindful? Amen. That shepherd that leads beside the still water.
waters and helps us to lay down in green pastures. Where's that rod that comforts? Amen. Where's that friend that walks even in the valley of the shadow of death? I don't know about you, but I felt like that. I said I felt like that at times. Amen. I've told the story of my mom died. I felt like God was going to raise her up and heal her. I felt like she was coming out. Amen. That was my mother. She couldn't die. Amen. I felt like God was going to raise her up. Amen. That day when she drew her last breath. Amen. That day when she stepped into eternity. I felt like God was so far. And that God had forgotten about this little preacher boy. I felt like God has turned his back on me. Amen. Jesus cried from the cross. Even he felt the loneliness and despair. And says, my God, why hast thou forsaken us? Have you ever felt like that? I mean, be honest with yourself tonight. Amen. Some probably feel like that tonight. Some have felt like that. And some probably will in the future feel that way. That God is far. And God has forgotten. Amen. That's what the devil would like us to believe, wouldn't it? I mean, he'd like us to think that God, amen, doesn't know where we are. Oh, but his sister Danielle sung, amen, he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, amen, I'm glad I know a God that knows all about me. Amen. Joe said, I look to my left, I look to my right, I look behind me and before me, and I could not find God. Amen. But Job said, he knows where I am. He knows what I'm going through. He knows about the trials of life. He knows about the sorrow. He knows about my loss. I said, God knows right where I am. Amen. As I was praying last night, I feel like, amen, God just spoke to my heart and said, I know right where you are. Amen. I know, amen, right where you are tonight. Amen. I can't tell you I've lost a father. Amen. My dad is still alive. Amen. But God knows all about it. I said, God knows all about it. And you know what he said, I'll be a helper to the fatherless. I'll be an advocate to the widow. Amen. I felt him be so far. I felt like he's forgotten. But you know what I found him to be? Really? Faithful. I found God to be faithful through every trial, every tribulation. Amen. Every time the world has come in like a flood, I found my God to be faithful. I found him to be trustworthy. I found him to make provision. I found him to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. I wish somebody get a hold of that and realize that God is faithful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Josh, I wasn't there. I wasn't there tonight. Amen. That Brother Larry took his last breath. I wasn't there that night. Amen. I didn't watch my dad fall dead before my eyes. Amen. I didn't see him say amen to a wife. He's dead and gone. There's no hope of a resurrection here. Amen. There's no hope to bring him back to life on this side. But Sister Martha, after 8 years of being amen, without Brother Larry. Amen, Brother Josh, Sister Rachel. Amen, you can testify tonight. He's been faithful. He's walked beside me in time of trial. He's been my comfort. He's been my God. He's been a father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Romans said, amen, we have received that spirit of adoption. Amen. You know what God did? Amen. Even before your dad passed away, Brother Josh. Amen. That night you got saved, God wrapped his arms around you and said, I've adopted you into my family. Amen. There's so much that my father can do here on earth. He has his limitations. There's only so far he can go. But I serve a heavenly Father that has no boundaries. He has no limitations. Amen. Time cannot hold him. Amen. Death cannot conquer him. Amen. Sorrow doesn't bother him. Amen. Storms don't trouble him. Why? Because he knows all. And he sees all. He's a faithful and just witness. He's a faithful God. I said he's a faithful God. Amen. Oh, I begin to think about that. Oh, David, it seems like changes that song right in the midst of there. And he says, he is a helper to the fatherless. And then he goes on in Psalms number 11 and he writes, in the Lord put I my trust. I'll say ye my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string. They that may privily shoot at the upright heart. If the foundation be destroyed, who can the righteous, what can the righteous do? The Lord, amen, in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Amen, David knew that through it all his trust was in God. I'm glad tonight that death might come to every house. Amen, it's a horrible thing, but I'm glad tonight that God, I said God will always be there through every trial, amen, through every heartache. We serve a faithful God.
Amen. I begin to look through the book of Deuteronomy, and time again, God makes provision for the widow and the fatherless. He said, don't shut the gate on them. Amen. Don't leave them outside the city. You make sure they are provided for. Amen. I said, you make sure that they are provided for. And what God did in Deuteronomy, he kept doing. Amen. Throughout time. And tonight I stand before a grateful God, a faithful God. Amen. That's able to take care of our load and burdens. Hallelujah. I should not stand before a faithful God that will not leave us nor forsake us, but will go with us all the way, even to the ends of the world. Amen. Amen. Jennifer, when you're there, amen. He's a father. Amen, Brother Tim. Amen. He's a father. Hallelujah. I mean, how many in here tonight at some point in your life have felt those fatherly arms wrap around you? Amen. Sometimes I grab up the boys, they don't like it no more, and I hug them up real good. And man, they'll put up their arms, try to fight me. They're too big to be hugged on by daddy. Amen. Abigail sometimes the same way. Amen. She don't want daddy hugging on her. And Elizabeth, well, you don't ever know what she wants. Amen. I don't know if she wants a hug or not. Amen. And there's been times in my life, and I was in a place I couldn't tell nobody about. Amen. I felt something in my heart I just couldn't describe. Amen. There was grief and woe. Amen. You try to explain it, but you just can't get it out. But you know what he does, TJ? He wraps his arms around us and said, I'm your father. I am faithful. I am the I am. I'll be what you need me to be. If you need comfort, I am. Amen. If you need help, I am. If you need solace, I am. If you need peace, I am. If you need uplifting, I am. If you need help, I am. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. How will somebody get a hold to it and realize he is faithful? Amen. I'm no great scholar. A lot of these guys I read behind, I can't even understand what they're saying most of the time. I mean, they try to use these big old words. Got to get a dictionary, try to decipher what they're saying. And you look up that word, you think, man, I ain't get it. I got to look up some of these smaller words. Hit me. And you find yourself hunting rabbit trails, trying to figure out what they're saying. I'm glad God's put it in layman terms for us. In plain. Amen, that we can read it and find them. But I thought, as I read Romans chapter number 8, verse 15, he said, he had given us that spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. I can't remember. I read it years ago. Didn't have time to look it up when I got home. Amen. I read it years ago. It said, Abba, I believe is either a Greek or a Hebrew term of father. Amen. It's one of the most intimate terms that a father and son used. Amen. And on the opposite end, amen, that Abba Father, amen, that father was either the Greek or the Hebrew in that language, amen, being one of the intimate, most intimate terms that a father and son could use together. Amen. What the writer was saying, no matter Greek or Hebrew, Gentile or Jew, amen, he has grafted you in, and he has made a relationship, amen, where you're not just a stepchild. Amen. Well, you're not just a, amen, somebody that came into the family that nobody wants. But you've been chosen and you have a father that you can rely on. Amen. When Abraham's father died and he left him behind in Haran. Amen. You know what he did? He kept on searching for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Why, he might have been fatherless, but he knew a God that was faithful. Amen. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt. Amen. You can say what you want to. The only daddy he knew was in the Pharaoh's house. Amen. The only male figure that was in his life was in that house somewhere. But by faith, amen, Moses stepped out and walked on with God, knowing that he was a helper of the fatherless. Amen. If these men and others can go on, I come to tell somebody tonight, amen, he's our help. I said, I come to reiterate, I come to emphasize, I come to explain that he is faithful, and he'll do the trust in. Amen. You know, a lot of times, I don't know if you get like this. I don't want you to think bad about me. But you ever thought we've been told that all our lives? It just don't seem real. You ever feel like that? I mean, he's my shepherd and I shall not want. I know that's Bible, but it just don't seem feasible right where I'm at. He's a good shepherd. God, I feel like I feel. You know what that is? That's a lie from hell. Amen. That's the devil himself. Amen. Trying to put a wedge between us and God. Amen. Trying to influence us. Amen. To doubt the word of God. And if we all be honest, there's probably been times in our life where we looked at Scripture and said, that just don't seem right. It don't seem to pertain to my life. Amen. Maybe others have experienced it. Amen. Maybe others have been in that way. But I just can't grasp a hold of that. I'm telling you, as the Holy Ghost moves on me right now. Amen. God told me to stand before you tonight and say, I'm a helper of the fatherless. I'm an advocate of the widow. Amen. That pertains not just to those that lost Brother Lester. But it pertains to every one of us here tonight. Amen. In time of sorrow. In time of despair. Amen. I'm leaning on those everlasting arms. They've never let me down. Amen. They've never dropped a person. They've always been strong. Amen. Where can I go? Amen. I'll know where I'll go. Amen. He's a refuge. Amen. A high tower that the righteous run into. And they are saved.
in time of trial. He's my buckler and my shield. In time of heartache, He's my counselor, my mighty God, the Prince of Peace. I'm telling you tonight, church, I said that God will provide, and God will make a way. Just lean on Him and trust Him tonight.
Amen. Amen. My children sometimes, especially when they were little, some of them were scared of the dark. But if Daddy went, they'd go with me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. And I felt inadequate. I thought, man, you know, I just ain't keen. What if something happened? I won't be able to take care of these children. That's how I felt. And I felt like that over the years. 20-something years ago, I reached up. I took the hand of God. He has led me to places I didn't know where I was going. I mean, there's been times when I didn't see what the end would be. I learned after all these years of trusting Him, He's faithful. He's never let go. He's never led me to a dead end and said, here you are. Hey man, there's nothing else for you. I'm going to leave you here. You fend for yourself. Hey man, I feel like I've been up against the wall. And you know what God done? He just kicked down the wall. Hey man, I did it at Jericho. I feel like the storm has been so severe. I didn't know if I was ever going to get out of it. But you know what He did? He stilled the waters. Hey man, He calmed the winds of life. Hey man, I feel like, hey man, there's been times of desperation that I couldn't reach up high enough. Hey, but I've been knocked so low. And in those times when my grip just couldn't seem to hold on. And my hands just couldn't seem to reach up. I'd give Him praise. The great God of heaven has reached down and lifted me up. I'd say, lift up those hands and hang down in the sanctuary. Amen. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. I've come to tell somebody on the authority of Almighty God. I speak that. Amen. With all humility. And I am very safe to say it. But I have felt like, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that God spoke to my heart. I said, tell them, I'll be their help. I'll be their stay. I'll be that arm. I'll be that strength that they need in time of trial. Amen. That'll do to depend on. I said, that'll do to depend on. There's so much we can do, and we fall short. But God says, I'll go that extra mile. I'll go that extra mile. After my mom died, and I told it, it was probably threadbare. I thought, how can I preach again? I went down to that chapel, Brother Josh. I got down and prayed. I said, God, I ain't going to eat. I ain't going to drink nothing. I need an answer from You. What will it be? Sister Linda, God spoke to me probably, 10 minutes. I said, she shall live. Amen. When I walked into that hospital room, amen, I felt like somehow God was going to raise her up out there. Amen. Off that life support system will raise my mama up. 2 weeks later, amen, it might not have been that long. Doctor said, there's got to be a decision made. We got to take her off. Amen. We made that decision. I still held on. I thought they're going to take her off that vent. She's going to start to breathe on her home. They're going to realize she's still got fight left in her. Amen. I felt like, amen, God's going to do a work. But I remember that day when that doctor walked out, a young physician. Amen. He was just training there at Emory University. Tears in his eyes. I come and tell you. You have my daddy's hand, Selena. He says, she's expired. Well, for me, that was my mama. It was a hard enough blow, Brother Justin. It hurt. But I felt like every time I'd heard from God, it was a lie. I felt like it no matter what as a failure. Because I could not get the mind of God. I remember I had to go preach. I was sitting on that bench. I was thinking, how can I open the Word of God and preach to these people to be faithful and have faith? I don't even know the mind of God myself, Sister Martha. And just as sure as I'm standing here, Sister Linda, God opened the door to the world and gave me a glimpse into that city. And there stood my precious mama. Whole. Both legs. And she was a skipping and a running. He said, I said, she shall live. And I realized I was worried about the wrong side. Amen. Amen. I was looking on the wrong side of things. You know what I did that morning? Amen. I got up with a renewed faith. I opened my Word of the Lord. I opened my Bible, looked to the Word of the Lord. And I preached to that church that God is trustworthy. Amen. You can depend upon His Word. Amen. I had to go back and repent. And say, God, I'm sorry I ever doubted You. I'm sorry I ever let You down. Amen. Sister Rachel, have you ever felt like that? Amen. That God, amen, you just missed what He said. I just didn't understand it right. Amen, I must have heard it wrong. Amen, but what God said is true. And what He promised, He is not a liar nor slack concerning His promises. I'm telling you tonight, though it carry, I'll wait on it. Amen, Sister Rachel Beale, He's been a good God. He served and He's helped us all these years. I know it can't do any more for Brother Lester. Amen. But we can carry on. Hold to that hand He held to. Trust in that God He trusted in. And go on. Amen, Brother Justin. You know about heartache. You know about death in the family. But can you testify tonight? After all these years, He's been faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. We all can stand. Actually, I know what it is to doubt. I know what it is to lose trust. I know what it is to feel like God's forsaken me. But I know what it is to pray back through and realize He's still my Father. He's still faithful. He'll still do. Amen. Amen. If you believe God's faithful, don't you stand to your feet. If God's ever failed you, if God's ever failed you and not done what He said He's going to do, raise your hand. Not a hand. If you found Him to be faithful, would you lift your hand? Amen. I am a father to the fatherless, a help to those that are without. I want us to do something tonight. And those that know me know I ain't just big on everybody hugging up and praying, or, you know, prayer lines. I don't like, unless God tells me to, I don't like just single people out and calling them to do something. I don't feel like the Lord's in. You know what I'm saying? Just to be doing it. I hope you believe that. God's bringing us together. You know, I know some of you, after last Wednesday night, thought I was probably the most hateful man that you know. If you knew how much I prayed and begged God to let me not preach what I had to preach, I begged God. But there's times when you got to stand. and do sometimes what you don't want to do. But I'm telling you, I did that. And I felt like God is trying to help us to see that we got each other. And with Him, we cannot fail. With Him, we cannot fail. I want the men of the church to come on this side. I want the ladies of the church to come on this side. Everybody would. I want 100%.